Okay, so if you remember, we're in the middle of a discussion between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Is if there is an egg born on Shabbos, and can you then eat it on the following Yom Tov? Or if an egg is laid on Yom Tov, can you eat it on the following Shabbos? Right? And now we're going to say on that statement, Hamar Rav. Rav said, Hilchzak of Asir Rav Behani Plus. Normally, the halacha in a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yochanan. However, in these three halachas, the halacha is like Rav, whether it's a kula or a chumra, we'll see in a second what it's being referred to. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Eitzim shenashru min hadekel b'Shabbos. Right, if you have wood that fell, branches that fell from a palm tree on Shabbos, Asur lehasikan b'yom tov. It is forbidden to burn them on Yom Tov. Ve'al tashiveni beitza. It says, and don't try to respond to me from the halacha that we have just brought about beitza. Right? Don't try to respond to me, right? What is the deal from the din of beitza? Meaning, right? We just read in the Mishnah that if a beitza is born on one day of Yom Tov, right, or on Shabbos, you can eat it on the following day of Yom Tov, right? Right, if it's on the following day of Yom Tov or Shabbos, etc., you can eat it on the next day. Right, if an egg is born on one day, which is Kedusha, you can eat it on the next day. Right, so don't respond to me with about these branches from the egg, even though it seems like a very similar case. My time, why not? Beitza mishum de v'yoma nami chazia legoma'a. Why? Because an egg, remember, can be eaten raw on Shabbos. Right? And you're not allowing it to be eaten until tomorrow because of Muktzah. Right, therefore, they'll know that it could only be eaten the next day. It really can't be used on Shabbos at all. It's muktzah on Shabbos, as we have discussed. On the other hand, wood branches, right, don't have any real use on Shabbos. Right, therefore, if you were to allow them to be used on the following Yom Tov, then you might come to say they could have been used on Shabbos, except for the only possible use for them happens to be burning them. And that is forbidden on Shabbos because of Hasak, because the Yisur of Havara, the Yisur of burning things on Shabbos. Therefore, right, we're not going to allow you to use it on Yom Tov, so you don't forget there's an Yisur of Muktzah on Shabbos. As I have mentioned, literally everybody holds of some categories of Muktzah on Shabbos. I don't want to get into detail of who doesn't. We'll see it in the following Gemaras anyway, but right now I don't want to get into it. So if I say that he's acknowledging there is a category of Muktzah on Shabbos. Amar of Masna, Rav Masna says, Eitzim shenashrim against the soicha tzoner yontov, merabe aleim eitzim muchanim umasikan. Rav Masna says, what do you do if wood accidentally falls into an oven on Yom Tov? Does it become forbidden to take advantage of that oven? The answer isn't. If these branches from palm tree, which really can't be used, fall into an oven on Yom Tov, is it permitted to use the oven? No, because you're not allowed to take advantage of the burning of these palm branches. So what you should do in such a case is you should actually add lots more wood until you've got more wood present from other sources than you do from the palm tree. Right? In such a case, we view the wood from the palm tree as being batel. Since it's only an Isser Derabanan, it's a relatively kal, it's a relatively lenient Isser Derabanan, so we're allowing you to essentially be what's called mevatel Isser Lechatchila, something which is forbidden generally, as we're about to see. Says the Gemara, V'haka mechapek b'isor, then you're going to be handling, doesn't that involve moving around the wood which is already in the oven, i.e. the palm trees, which are muktzah? So it says, Kevin de ruba de teren in a kikap mechapek b'teren cham papek, says the Gemara, no. Since most of the wood in the oven is actually from mutter sources, it's not muktzah, we assume that you're moving around the mutter wood and not the asur wood. The asur wood is batel, says the Gemara. Doesn't that mean you're being mevatel an iser? You're nullifying an iser. Lechatchila, you're doing it. It's not that it happened by accident. You are deliberately adding things that are mutter so that the iser will stop being relevant. That's forbidden. You're not allowed to do that. It says the Gemara, Hani, mili b'deoraisa vel derabanan mevatlin. Says that's only true on Daraisis. On Daraisis, really paskin a mevatel nisr lechatchila. On Darabanans, you can be mevatel nisr lechatchila. Note. Halacha la'maisa, we assume on Darabanans, you should also not be mevatel nisr lechatchila. You can only be mevatel nisr lechatchila on certain very narrowly defined Rabbanans, such as this one, because they're particularly lenient, is the way we assume this one actually means. But that's what the Mara says, right? Ula Ravashi, Ravashi said, the Amara kol davar sheishal materin afil b'darabanan le'batil ma'ikla me'mar. Ravashi said, but wait, forget the iser of mevatel iser chachila. There's a problem here of davar sheishal materin. This wood is going to become permitted after Yom Tov. Right, this is going to be permitted after Yom Tov. It should be that you can't be, there's, it should be, forget whether it's permitted to be mevatelet. There should be no way of being mevatel it. It should be impossible. Says the Gemara, "Hane mili heichade isei leisurei beini hacha mikla kalei isurei." Says the Gemara. No, that's when the isur is going to be around after Yom Tov. But this wood is in the fire. After Yom Tov is simply not going to be extant anymore. In such a case, its isur is considered to be more lenient, and you can be mevatel it, right? Because, like I said, the isur of the issue of Darashish Matirin is fundamentally a practical issue. It has to actually become Mutra after Yom Tov. If it can't, for a reason that has nothing to do with Isser, like it's just going to have been burned up by then already it is permitted to, then already it's not considered Darashish Matirin because it won't be around after Yom Tov. You won't be able to take advantage of it after Yom Tov. Fine. We are now going to get into the first Machlokes, where we pass in like Rav against Rabbi Yochanan. Ismar, we say Shnei Yamim Tovim Shagaliyos. If you have the two Yamim Tovim that we celebrate outside of Eretz Yisrael, Rav Amar Noda Bazem Mutar Shbezeh. If an egg was born on one, laid on one, it is permitted on second. Ravasi Amar Ravasi said Noda Bazem Asur Bazem. Ravasi disagreed. Said if it's laid on one, it's forbidden on the other. Lema Kasavar Ravasi Kedusha Achasi. Doesn't that mean that Ravasi thinks that 2 days of Yom Tov is one continuous Kedusha, right? There's no distinction. Since one continuous Kedusha, right, an egg which is born on one remains forbidden on the other. It says, Behara Vasi Bavdil Tabiyoba Tava Lechavrei. But wait, Ravasi said Havdalah between the first day of Yom Tov and second day of Yom Tov. If he said Havdalah between first day of Yom Tov and second day of Yom Tov, he must have thought it's Muvdal, it's separate. In which case, they're not one Kedusha, they're two Kedushas. Ravasi was really not sure. He wasn't sure if it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas, and therefore he was machmir to say Havdalah between them in case you have to. But he was also machmir that if an egg was laid on the one, it couldn't be used on the other because it might really be only one Kedusha. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Right, Rabbi Zeira said, Kavase de Ravasi mistabra. I think that Ravasi is actually correct. Today, we have no suffix. You know, we're not sure which of the 2 days is Yom Tov. We know exactly which of the 2 days should be Yom Tov, and even so, we celebrate the 2 days of Yom Tov. That implies that there is an independent reason, there is an independent halachic existence to that second day of Yom Tov, irrelevant of the question of Sfeika Dioma, in which case there might really be only one Kedusha together. Right, it might be viewed as a continuation of the first day. Right, Amara by Abaye said Kavase de Rabbi Stabra. No, really, we should paskin like Rav. This now, that's we have a Mishnah. Berishoina, you must see in Mesuos Mishakalkalo Akutzim veHiskinu sheYushluchim Yotzin. We have in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah the way they would let people outside of Eretz Yisrael know that the new month had come. Right, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what they would do is they would light chains of bonfires. They would have basically these tremendous bonfire. They would have these stations ready to light tremendous bonfires at the top of mountains. And when the Bezdin decided that it was Rosh Chodesh, then they would light the first bonfire. The people at the second bonfire would see the first bonfire and they would light it. Then the people at the third bonfire would see the second bonfire, so on and so forth. And it would continue all the way to Bavel. That's how the people in Bavel would know that a new month had been declared. However, once it happened that the Kusim, right, actually caused them to make a mistake. They deliberately caused an error because the Kusim were trying to mess us over. They deliberately caused an error where where the bonfires were set off early, which meant that the people in Bovel thought the new month started early. And after that, instead of lighting these tremendous bonfires, they would send out messengers. They would send out messengers from the Beis Din to all the Jewish communities, right, to tell them that the new month had come. So the ilu betlo kakusim avdin and chadyoin. Veheicha de mat shluchin avdin and chadyoin. Says as he says, right? And if the kusim were no longer around, then we would go back to doing, letting people know using the bonfires. Of course, now we wouldn't use bonfires, we'd use telephone. But in those days, right, before the days of telephone, before the days of instantaneous communication, right, instantaneous long-distance communication, so then they would go back to the bonfires. The bonfires were a better system. It let people know much, much sooner. Right? However, where the shluchim do get to, right before Yom Tov, we only keep. We only keep one day of Yom Tov. There's only one day of Yom Tov in the places the shluchim could get to, right? And when the kusim are no longer here to cause problems, then we'll anyway go back to keeping only one day of Yom Tov, implying that this takana, says Rashi, wasn't intended to be permanent. Right, the idea of 2 days of Yom Tov was created because people didn't know what day Yom Tov was. But it wasn't intended to be around forever, and therefore, we're still taking the existence of this suffix seriously. Even though there's no suffix anymore, it's as though we're pretending there's a suffix, and then there's really two kdushos. And since there's two kdushos, if an egg was born on the first, it can really be eaten on the second. Says the Gemara. But wait, if that's true, then now we don't have any messengers. We establish our new months based on calculation. The calculation is the same everywhere. And therefore, we should only keep one day of Yom Tov if it was not intended to be a permanent takana. Because a message was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Be careful of the minhag that your forefathers had. Right? Be careful your father's minhagim. Even though there's not necessarily a good reason for it anymore, keep it anyway. Right? Zimnin de gazru shmada ve'aseh. Because, at some stage or another, maybe the goyim will pass laws that make it very difficult for Jews to communicate. And then once again, many Jews won't know which day the new month is on. And then the Sfeika D'Yom will become relevant. Meaning, right? Keep this halacha, because even though it is no longer relevant in the sense that we know what day should be the Yom Tov Min HaTorah, nevertheless we have to be careful, and we should continue to keep it. Right? Says the Gemara, Ismar Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayo Noda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. You have the two Yabim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, an egg which was born on the first day, cannot be eaten on the second. There's none, as we have in the Mishnah, Rishon Ayyum Karbonatus HaKodesh Kol Ayyum. Pamachas Nishtana Venizkalkalu Haravim Ashir Yiskinu Shalai Yom HaKalim Ezekah Eidim Ela Ad HaMincha Ve'imibiyu Bo Eidim Min HaMincha Lamayla No Yaginu Yisar Ayyum Kodesh Ulemachar Kodesh. Says the Gemara, right? If an egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then it cannot be eaten even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, specifically, as opposed to other 2 days of Yom Tov. Why? Because it used to be that they would accept Edim to come and tell us that they'd see the new moon the night before at any point during the day. Any point they came, they would be accepted, and we would listen to them, and we would declare a new month. However, one time they came very late in the day, right, the Tamid shall be in Arabayim, the Korban Tamid that was brought before sunset had already been brought, right? And it had been brought as though it weren't Yosh Rosh Chodesh, because, Ein Ma'ala Asot, Right? It wasn't. And then the Edom show up, and the Edom said they saw the moon. And the Beis Din established the Rosh Chodesh. But in the meantime, what that means is that the Levim sang the wrong song on that Korban Tamid, which is a very serious problem. Therefore, from that point on, the Takana was that from the moment that the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im could have been reasonably brought, we will not accept witnesses about the new month any more. Now, note, this is based on the following assumption. It's relevant to the parasha that we read last week. Right? Lachem. We are empowered to declare a new month. Atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mutim. And even if we decide that we don't want to declare a month, we think it is a new month, but we're not going to declare it today, we can do that. And then the new month doesn't happen until tomorrow. Right? We have the power to decide when the new month will start. And therefore, because to prevent this issue where the korban was not brought the way it should be, we will not accept any new edim to about the edus of the new month after the korban tamid shel ben arba'im, after the tamid that was brought in the evening could be brought reasonably. Anyway, since we do not accept the Edim after Mincha, but on the one hand, the Edim showed up. Right, the Edim showed up and told us a new month. So what we do, we treat both the third, the day they showed up on, and the next day as being Kodesh. The next day is really the first day of the month. That's the day that we declare it for the first day of the month. We also declare the day that they showed up on to be Kodesh. Since it's Kodesh, it's a sort of extension backwards in time from the second day. Right, and since then, it really should be viewed as one kedusha. Since it's one kedusha, an egg which is laid on the first day cannot be eaten on the second. Shkoyach, gentlemen. We continue. Please, God, tomorrow.